We are now up to Perkei, Mishnah Beis, in Maseches Sota. The Mishnah begins, Bo Bayom Darash Rabbi Kiva. On that day, Rabbi Kiva expounded. The Gemara explains that whenever Mishnah begins with the phrase Bo Bayom, on that day, it is referring to the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to be the Nasi in Yavne. So on that day, Rabbi Kiva darshaned as follows. The pasuk says, "V'chol kli cheres, asher yipol mehen al tocho." Any earthenware vessel, if one of them, meaning a cheres, something tame, falls into a earthenware vessel, into it, kol asher basocho yitma. Anything inside the vessel yitma will become tame. Eino omer tame. The pasuk does not say that it is tame. Ela yitma, it will make something tame. La tame acherim. It teaches that the food inside of the earthenware vessel can defile others. Li made al kikar sheni shematame sashishi. This teaches that something with a sheni latuma, something with a level 2 tuma, can make something into a shlishi level 3. Just a bit of a background. A sheretz is inherently tame, is an avha tuma, is a source of tuma. If it touches something, it becomes a rishon. That rishon, if it touches something, makes a sheni. And if a sheni touches something, it makes a shlishi. However, a rishon and sheni are tame for all purposes, and a shlishi is only tame for the purposes of truma or kachim, but not regular foods. So Rekiva darshaned as follows. If a sheretz falls into an earthenware vessel, the sheretz, which is the av, the origin of the tumah, makes the vessel a rishon. The vessel makes the food inside of it a sheni. And since it says that food will be yitma, will defile others, that teaches that the food which is inside, which is a sheni, can create a shlishi, at least for the purposes of truma and kachim, if it touches an additional food. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua responded to Rabbi Kiva's drasha. Miyagala yigala afar meinecha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who had already died, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if only someone would remove the dirt from your eyes, meaning if you could come back to life and see this amazing drasha of Rabbi Kiva. Shahisa Omer, because you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, used to say, Asid dor acher letaher kikar shlishi. In the future, there will be a generation who will claim that a kikar bread, which is only a shlishi, is tahor, meaning that there's no concept of a shlishi latuma. She'en lo mikra min haTorah shutame, because there is no clear source in the chumash that there's a concept of tuma to the third degree of being a shlishi. But now, v'halo Akiva talmidcha mevi lo mikra min haTorah shutame. Now, Rabbi Akiva, your student, has found a source for it in the Torah itself, that it is tame, shnemar kol asher basocho yitma. Again, because the pasuk says anything in the earthen vessel will be tame and make other things tame, implying that the sheni can make a shlishi. Now up to Mishnah again. Well, the Mishnah again continues, again in a bit of on a tangent. Bo Bayom Darash Rabbi Kiva, again on that same day when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed Nasi, Rabbi Kiva Darshan. Both of these Mishnahs are brought here because in earlier we quoted drashas of Rabbi Kiva, so we're quoting more drashas of Rabbi Kiva. So in this case, Rabbi Kiva Darshan as follows. Umadosa michutzair es paas kedma alpayim amam. This pasuk is referring to the cities of the Levium in Eretz Yisrael, and it says you will measure from the outside of the city to the east side 2,000 amos. That besides for the city itself, which is given to Levium, an area of 2,000 amos from the city around in all directions will be also considered part of the city. Even though there are no houses there, it's outside of the walls, and it's also considered part of the Levi city. It's also given to the Levium. Umikra acher, and however, another pasuk there says, Mikir ha'ir v'chutza, from the wall of the city and outwards, elef amos aviv. There'll be a border of only 1,000 amos. Yef shalomar elef amos. You can't say that the border is 1,000 amos from the walls. Shekvar nemar alpayim amos. The other pasuk says 2,000. Yef shalomar alpayim amos. You can't say it's 2,000. Shekvar nemar elef amos. The other pasuk says 1,000. So how do we reconcile this contradiction? Ha'ketzad. Ela ama migrash va'alpayim ama tchum shabbos. That 1,000 amos from the walled city is migrash, would be open area, not planted, just grass. Va'alpayim, and that that area belongs to the Levi city. That's part of the Levi city. Va'alpayim amot tchum Shabbos, and 2,000 amos from the city is the border of the tchum Shabbos. Not that that's the border of the city, and in fact, beyond 1,000 amos does not belong to the Levium, but 2,000 amos is measuring the Tchum Shabbos. The Tchum Shabbos is the area in which you are allowed to walk on Shabbos, but beyond 2,000 amos from the city, you are not permitted to walk beyond that point on Shabbos. That is the Tchum. Rabbi Eliezer, ben Elsha Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Omer. However, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Yossi Aglili, resolved the contradiction differently, and he said as follows. Elef Amma Migrash, the first 1,000 Amos beyond the city is open area, open fields. Va'alpayim Amma Sadosukramim, and 2,000 Amos is also part of the Levi city. It's not nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos, that beyond the first 1,000 Amos, which is open area, there's an additional area, an outer ring of fields and vineyards. Some say an additional 2,000 Amos for a total of 3,000, which is how the Rambam learns, and some say no, it means the first 1,000 was open fields, and from 1,000 to 2,000 would be the fields of trees and vineyards.